This is Kinship Radio. I'm Ryan Fried, and I am privileged to be joined by Michael Woolworth. He is the Senior Director of Broadcast Media at the Bible League. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Ryan. Great to be with you today. You know, my hope is that our few minutes together will be an encouragement to your listeners. You know, I think everything we pray for, God is answering those prayers, maybe not in ways that we thought. So today is, encouragement. But there'll also be a call to action. We're so privileged to work with Kinship Radio to send Bibles to Asia. But all that to say, Ryan, great to be with you.
So why is there such a great and desperate need for God's Word in Asia right now?
Well, as I say, you know what? I think we all pray the gospel would take grip in different parts of the world, places we don't even think about when we could wake up, on a Monday morning, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, God is making good on his promise to redeem the world. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw the nations to myself. If you follow Barna Research, and they keep a finger on the pulse of church growth around the world, here in America, it's somewhat stunted. Even on the decline, our prayers that changes quickly. But it does cause you to look at places around the world, where is the church growing in significant ways and means? And that's number three, Latin America. Number two is the continent of Africa. Number one is the region of Asia, right? The region of Asia. Yeah. Think about countries like China, India, Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka. The list goes on and on. This is where more than half of the world's population lives. And we're saying that the growth right now is happening. There's about 500 million evangelical believers in that part of the world. Again, half of the world's population lives in Asia. The growth rate right now is about 4%. That means that every year there's about 20 million new evangelical believers that come to saving faith in that part of the world. And what we see at Bible League now in our 85th year of ministry is that as many as 9 of 10 new believers have absolutely no access to the Bible. Here's the easy way to kind of understand this. Now, if you're driving, don't do this, right? But hold up two hands, right? You've got 10 fingers looking at you, right? Put a thumb down. So 9 of 10 believers in those countries I just mentioned and others, have no access to the Bible. You might ask why. Well, it's corrupt governments that try to criminalize Christianity. They try to do everything they can to stop the advance of the gospel. Think about what you hear from the walls of communist China. Mm-hmm. There's majority religions, that aren't real happy that Christianity's taken grip in their countries. Three is remoteness. A lot of people, they don't live near a Christian bookstore. There's no discount retailer that sells Bibles. Amazon's not going to drop a box of Bibles into their village. And then there's poverty, of course. A lot of people live on a dollar or two a day. You simply cannot buy a Bible. And so what we're doing together as two ministries is promising, I should say, making good on the promise to give these believers their very own copy of the Bible. And again, we do that all over the world, but our focus right now, because of this dynamic I've just mentioned, Ryan, is that we're focused on Asia. And we want to get Bibles into the hands and hearts of 1,600 Bible-less believers that we know by name right now.
That sounds awesome. Now, a couple questions do come to mind right away. How does the Bible League get Bibles into the hands of believers in those countries in Asia? And then how do you do it for only $5 a Bible?
Well, there's plenty of great Christian ministries that do nothing more than just hand a Bible to people, right? There's places for that. But as you're engaging people in the Word of God, people are leaving all the isms that are part of Asia. Think about Islam, Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, all those isms, right? You need to be grounded in the Word of God. The reason is, what you know about Christianity often is a caricature. It's not true. It's perhaps half right. For all those reasons and many more, you need to have a Bible to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But again, for 9 of 10 believers in this part of the world, they lack the access to the Bible. Now, how can we do it at such an inexpensive rate? Well, gone are the days when you would print a Bible here in the States in whatever language the receiver needs it. You'd print that, you'd stick it on a ship, and you'd pray it got there in 6 months, right? Well, gone are those days. Now what we do at Bible League is we work with printers around the world where it's safe to print the Bible. And as we meet financial goals like this one, we can say, fire up the presses. We need thousands of Bibles in the Mandarin language. We need thousands of Bibles in the Vietnamese language. That's how we do it now. But Ryan, we never go into a village and willy-nilly say, Bibles, anyone? All of the believers that we're talking about in our weeks together, through the stories you're hearing, through interviews like this, these believers have come to saving faith. Somebody invited them to come learn about Jesus. Over about 8 to 12 weeks, there's a very simple Bible study, and you find out who is Jesus? How is he both God and man? What's it mean to die to self? What's it mean to put on Christ? When Jesus says, if you want to be great in this kingdom, you learn to serve. And so it's a study that takes people through primarily the Gospel of John. There's questions. It's an inductive style, meaning, you know, those who participate help answer the questions. What is the writer saying here? What's John saying about Jesus? And so it's absolutely amazing what we're seeing in the region of Asia. People are coming to Christ. Why? They realize very quickly when they become believers that Jesus really, he's not to be kept to oneself. He's to be shared with others. And so we're seeing that right now in the region of Asia.
Once again, I'm speaking with Michael Woolworth from the Bible League. And Michael, would you happen to have a story you could share about the great need for Bibles in Asia right now?
Yeah, let me take you to communist China. You know, a man by the name of Pastor Katsu, he's probably been jailed 20, 25 times over the course of his ministry.
Wow.
Most recently, they beat this man so severely, he could not get up for a week. The man that interrogated him would knock on his door a week later. After they let this man go and told him to never speak of Jesus, he gets a knock on his door. He's a little reluctant to open it, right? Because, again, he has paid a tremendous price. He's willing to do it. But he has suffered immensely for following Jesus and serving as a pastor there in China. He opens his door. It is the man, Hayo, this bitter atheist interrogator that, again, beat this man nearly to death. A question burned in his heart all week long, Ryan. He had to have the answer to it, and it was simply this: how are you at such peace when we were beating you? How did you show such peace through all of that? And so this man, Pastor Katsu, would open his door, open his Mandarin Bible, lead this bitter atheist to faith in Christ. You know, that man's job was to basically come down heavy on pastors and Christians. But now that he's a believer, he's really of no use to the police department there. But he is on fire for Jesus. Ryan, together these two, this interrogator, the man that he beat many times over many years, together have witnessed literally, I'm not exaggerating, thousands coming to Christ outside of Beijing. That's the seat of the National Communist Government there. But they're also part of the House Church Movement. These are the churches that are not connected, they're not registered with the government. They worship maybe every other week. They do it really on the down low. But those house churches, Ryan, are known for Christians. There may be 200 in each of those house churches, right? They might be a network. They might meet in several homes. But hundreds of people and maybe one or two Mandarin language Bibles. I've seen this in a video clip from my colleagues who have visited China, and they said, you know what, Michael, people are known to stay after those worship services. They'll open those two or three Mandarin Bibles. People are hovered around a little table, right? And they're painstakingly handwriting scriptures from that Mandarin Bible. It could be something from the sermon that morning, just to have something to take into their week. And, you know, that's why we're doing this kingdom business. You know, it ought to bother us greatly that here in America, Bibles are plentiful, right? But in places like China, in the region of Asia, I mean, they're hard to come by. We would love to be able to get Bibles into the hands of the believers that I'm talking about, associated with the story of Katsu, the bitter atheist interrogator that came to Jesus together. They are serving him in the region of Asia. And they're, you know what, Ryan? Their prayer today is not for an end to the suffering they face. It's for the Word of God, so that new believers can grow and mature in Jesus. And that's why we've joined together as two ministries to bless Bible-less believers in Asia.
That is excellent. So how can our listeners, how can Kinship Radio listeners get involved and make a difference for our brothers and sisters in Asia right now? What can they do?
Well, you know what? We've set a goal by the end of June. So by the time we celebrate independence on July 4th and, you know, throw hot dogs on the grill, we'd love to be able to tell 1,600 Bible-less believers that we know by name at Bible League, hey, your Bibles are coming. And listeners, what you're doing is helping us make good today on getting Bibles to these believers. Here's how you do it. $5 will send a Bible. That's $5. So a gift of $60, that's a dozen Bibles. $100, that's 20 Bibles. It's a tax-deductible gift. There's two ways to get involved. One is a toll-free number. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Or just click the Bible League banner. You can find this Bibles for Asia banner. It's at kinshipradio.org. That's kinshipradio.org. Just look for the Bible League banner, again, at kinshipradio.org. Or make that call today. It's 800-YES-WORD. word. And again, by the time we celebrate our independence, we'd love to let 1,600 Bible-less believers in Asia know your Bibles, they're coming. They're absolutely coming. And Ryan, it happens with every call and with every click today.
Really looking forward to seeing just how many Bibles our listeners can help send with the Bible League. I've been speaking with Michael Warworth, the Senior Director of Broadcast Media at the Bible League International. And thank you so much for your time today, Michael.
Yeah, Ryan, thanks for your faithful witness at Kinship Radio. We're looking forward to meeting this goal together.